Yeah, say hello.
Hello. Yeah, David.
Yes, Alex.
So yes, I
just
I'm
checked
here.
Again. Yeah, so I just checked again the files, the first file, initial file you sent me, and the size of that file is 8.5 by 11. It was not 6 by 9. We have never worked on the size of the file, so we are working on the same file that we got.
Yeah, but let me ask you something. When the guy send you the file for the cover, what he send you? He cannot send you 8 by 11 because he doesn't make anything 8 by 11.
Okay.
Maybe in your program when you open it, it comes 8 by 11. But when he send you the file for the cover, is it 6 by 9?
Alex, I'm sorry you are breaking up. Please come again.
Hold on. There's some noise there. Let me come out. Hold on, please.
Sure.
Leo, gracias. Nos vemos. Yes, David.
Yep.
Hello. When the graphic designer sent the copy I sent to you, he didn't send anything 8 by 11 because we never had something 8 by 11. It's a 6 by 9 book, which is already printed in Amazon and Westboro Press. How come? It was never 8 by 11. If you look at the file from the graphic designer he sent you, it's a 6 by 9. All the cover, the bleeding, all the size of the cover is 6 by 9. How come it's
Alex,
8 by 11?
I got your point, but the problem is the first initial file that we got from you, that was 8.5 by 11, and we were working on the same file.
Yeah, but
you
I
never
don't
told
understand.
Us
that's
that you want the file in 6 by 9. That totally is a miscommunication.
Yeah, but,
I don't understand
that. 6 by 9. Why is go by 11, 8 by 11? Because the book is 6 by 9. It's already printed.
You
I want
not
to format the book
Alex.
Format and put in.
I'm saying the first file that I got from your side, the first file that we got from your side, that was 8.5 by 11, and we were working on the same file. You never told us that you want the file in 6 by 9.
I don't understand this. I don't have to say 6 by 9. When I send you the book cover, everything I have is 6 by 9. You should say my cover is 6 by 9. Am I right or wrong?
Book cover.
The cover
the book
will
cover
be what the
6
format
by 9.
Book
I haven't checked it yet, but the first file, the manuscript that you shared with us, that was 8.5 by 11.
David, let's be real. Forget about the first file I sent you. If the book cover is 6 by 9, that's when the book has to be 6 by 9. This is a logical deduction. The book cover is
but
one
the
size,
manuscript that you shared with us,
it
was 8.5 by 11.
I don't know what you say. The book cover is 6 by 9. You have the book cover, right? So if the book cover is 6 by 9, nobody call me and say, what size I want the book? Because when I send the book cover 6 by 9, my understanding is you are going to format.
But you never told us that you want the book in 6 by 9 or 8.5 by 11 because the manuscript was 8.5 by 11.
David,
so
the manuscript would be 8 by 11 because this is a word processing. But when you go into format it, my understanding is you are going to format it 6 by 9. That's why the cover of the
book. How are we supposed to format the book in 6 by 9 when we got the manuscript in 8.5 by 11? You never told us that you want the book in 6 by 9. That's what I'm trying to tell
you. Yeah, but do you agree you have the book cover 6 by 9? If the book cover is 6 by 9, why should
the manuscript
book
was 8.5 by 11? You are not even trying to understand.
I understand. I'm not formatting the book. Formatting the book means put it away. It's going
have you,
to be according
have you ever told us
to
that
point.
You want the book in 6 by 9? Have you told us?
I may. Because I never talked to you before. Before I spoke with the lady,
you never told me that you won the book in 6x11, in 6x9.
Yeah, but you are in the finance thing. The first lady I spoke to, Lisa, whatever her name is, I explained to her, I have a book printed already. They charge me $2 to print. I'm looking to format the book so I can send it to my printer. I send the cover of the book. I send everything. If the cover is 6x9, why should the book be 8x11?
Because if the cover is 6x9, the cover... You are stuck on the same thing.
I understand. You say the manuscript you received was 8x11. So that's
yes, and
if it's 8x11, I don't need to be formatted. I don't need your company to send it to the printer for me. When I say formatted means putting in a way is going to be 6x9 according to...
But you never told us that you won the manuscript in 6x9. That's what I'm telling you.
But why should I tell you that? When you receive a cover, 6x9,
are
you
going
to be...
Cover?
You have a manuscript 6... Huh?
How
are you going to be
8x11
when I send you a cover?
First you shared the manuscript.
I don't understand. David, you know something? This is a mess. This is really a mess. Because if I send you a cover, let's say you go to the judge, what's the cover of the book? The cover of the book determines the size the book must be. You've been doing that for a long time, I assume. There is no way you can have a manuscript 6x9, then you have a manuscript 8x11, and then you have a book cover 6x9.
Cover again, according to the size of the manuscript. The manuscript was 8.5x11. That's why we created the book cover in 8x11.
Well, it's not good. It's not good. It's not back in use. The book is already done in Amazon everywhere. The book is already printed 6x9. That's what I need. There are some considerations there today. Because no way, when I send you a book cover 6x9, coming from my graphic designer 6x9, you get all the information there 6x9. You should call me and say, the cover is 6x9. The manuscript is 8x11. Which one am I doing? Nobody ever told me that. I am not doing the formatting. Formatting means take care of the book so it could be ready to be printed. You have two things there. You have the cover, 6x9. You say you have the manuscript, 8x11. I understand that. But are you going to attest there without saying? Did you tell me that? Nobody called me and say, oh, yeah, I have two files there. Which one I'm using? I know I'm using 6x9.
We only have one file.
We only have got
one manuscript that is 8.5x11 on which we were working on.
Yeah, but I don't understand. Did you receive the cover I sent you from the graphic designer, which is 6x9?
But you never told us that you won the manuscript in 6x9 as well.
Yeah,
the manuscript was in 8.5x11, so we have created
the book cover in
8.5x11.
The manuscript could be any size, but the book cover will determine the size the book must be.
You never mentioned that you want it in 6x9. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yes,
you have to mention. How are we supposed to know that in which size you want the book?
No. Did you send me a paper to sign and say that? I don't receive no correspondence from you.
You're working on the same file. I have shared with you the file, the manuscript, the formatted manuscript, and the formatted book cover.
No, you can send
you
me anything.
Even know
when
yourself
I open the
which
file
files you like
no,
to
no.
have.
What?
You are coming up to me after you send the file to the printer.
No. Let's go back.
Yes.
Please, do me a favor. Let's go back to all the correspondence and see. The manuscript could be any size. Let's go back to the correspondence. The manuscript could be any size, but if the manuscript must be 8x11, what should I need it to be formatted? Everything was already there and paid. And then when I send you my cover design 6x9, if the cover design is 6x9, logical deduction, the book must be 6x9. You never tell me which one I'm using. If you have the manuscript 8x11, I respect that. But what about when you receive the book cover 6x9?
Why don't
you
tell should
me call
that
me
earlier before
you
sharing the final
files
with you? When I shared you the formatted manuscript, why didn't you tell me that time?
I don't know that. I don't know that until I send it to the printer. So there's nothing that's telling me the book is
from your side.
It by
if you
11.
Don't know that, that's a mistake
no,
from your side.
There is nothing
yes,
that
is. Say,
I have nothing, David, I have nothing that says the book is 8 by 11. Otherwise, I personally, I will tell you no, because I know
that's
I don't need
the
that.
Prob-
there's
that's
nothing
the problem,
you send
Alex.
Me that says the book is 8 by 11.
That's the problem, Alex. You
there's
don't
nothing
know
you send me that says the book is
8
by 11. What do you say? There is nothing you send me that say the book is 8 by 11. I don't have no correspondence like that, where you say the book is 8 by 11. I never have anything from you like that. Mm-mm. I never. If you look at the correspondence, there is nothing from you telling me the book is 9 by 11, 8 by 11. Because they understand then the cover design will determine with all the information you have there regarding the size will determine the size of the book. When you say formatting is not only just copy. Remember, you don't do editing for me. You just do a formatting according to what? According to the cover size.
What do you call formatting?
It cannot be 20 by 14. Huh?
What do you call formatting?
What is it?
Like changing the size.
Formatting
things, what you call
formatting? The size of the book, the layout of the book, the page number there, fix up the chapter and the way they come nice and clean
exactly.
Because you can
it's
have
not,
a chapter in the middle
the
of the page.
The formatting doesn't have anything to do with the size of the book. The book could be of any size. All right, you never mentioned that you want the book in 6 by 9. You send the manuscript in 8.5 by 11. We have worked on the same manuscript, and we have shared the final manuscript, the formatted manuscript with you in the same size. We have created the book cover in the same size as well.
You
never mentioned that you want it in 6 by 9.
But you never asked me to, because when you receive my cover, it is like 6 by 9.
Why would I ask you?
You
shared the manuscript, Alex.
David, I can send you 20,000 manuscripts. The book cover will determine the size the book must be. You should ask me also, you said the manuscript 8 by 11. I receive a book cover from the graphic designer 6 by 9. What are we doing? That's what it should be. That's when there is a miscommunication.
Alex, you are not trying to understand what I'm saying. You just keep on saying the same thing. I will share.
David, I understand. I understand what happened. I understand. If I make a mistake, you make a mistake too. Because when you receive two different things from me, you should call me and find out which route I'm taking.
But
the
I was continuously sharing the
11.
Files with you. You never mentioned that you want the manuscript in 6 by 9.
Oh, I'm going to mention, because the file doesn't say 8 by 11. The file you sent to me never says 8 by 11.
You have to check yourself in which size you want the file.
I have to check. Do you send me anything that say that? You don't send me anything that say that. My own destiny, when I send a book cover 6 by 9, I expect the formatting to be 6 by 9.
I don't expect
the formatting to be more than 6 by 9.
You can clearly check it on the Word file. It is clearly shown over there. You have to go to the layout part on the Word file. Once you open the Word file, there's a layout option at the top. You have to click on that one and you can see in which format and which size the file is. That's how we check the file.
When you receive the book cover, what you did with the book cover? The book cover is 6 by 9.
We have created the book cover as the same size of the manuscript.
Without asking me what I'm taking, which one I'm taking. You just created. So why should I have a graphic designer design a book 6 by 9 and then for you to do it 6 by 9? Did you tell me 6 by 9? Did I tell you 6 by 9? Even though the manuscript is in your hand. I can send you any manuscript. Manuscript is something by hand.
Something
first copy. It's not a finished thing. Manuscript is not a finished thing. That's what I call it manuscript. From the word manu, hand. It's not a finished thing. That's what, when you go to formatting, it must be not according to the manuscript, according to what you want, what I want. You cannot just have the manuscript and do it as is when I send you a book cover 6 by 9. The book cover will determine the size of it. Any intelligent people will understand that. I cannot send you a book cover at 6x9, then you transpose it and 8x11, and then you blaming me. Something didn't do, somebody didn't do the right thing. Even though I didn't verbally tell you I wanted 6x9, but my cover design explains everything. My cover design is 6x9. That's when you can give me a book 5x8. How come you, can you give me a book 5x8? Or you give me a book 3x4? Or you give me a book 12x15? The book cover will determine the size the formatting must be. Then you have the book cover the same time. I said everything to you at the same
have
time.
Have you shared the book because cover along with the manuscript? Please tell me this.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Did.
You have shared the book cover
no,
later.
No,
first
did.
You shared the manuscript. I will send you the screenshot of the manuscript.
Maybe probably 1 or 2 days I send the book cover, but the book cover is not 8x11, David. You have to agree that. Not only that, when you ask me, you cannot work on it, send it. Let me know if I can find a guy or you see what you can do. Listen, I find a guy, I pay him again, he send it to you 6x9. He should tell me at this time, you receive it 6x9, and then the manuscript is 8x11. What are we doing? I will tell you, no, I don't want it 8x11, I want it 6x9. That's what I sent you the copy. I sent you the cover last. That's the cover I sent you last. If I send you the cover last, that's what the book must be. No matter how big the manuscript will be. Somebody didn't do the right thing. You know what happened? Too many people doing too many different things, and then that's what happened. Too many people are doing too many different things. Because when I get you, you send this over there, you send this over there, who cares? Nobody does care. Who is supervising? Who is supervising this thing? Who is doing the communication? You send this here, you send this there, this body call you, I call, I don't get these people, I call, I don't get you, everybody's doing things, you send left, you send right. That's the dilemma. Too many hands. This 10% too many hands. This is what happened. Anyway, let's be realistic. I don't need it 8.5. What can we do to have my book ASAP with 6x9?
We have to reformat the complete manuscript, and we have to recreate the complete book cover of both of the versions.
Yeah, but the book cover, you have it already in 6x9. Actually, I don't think you have anything to do. Everything is there, the bleeding, everything in the book cover. Because the guy send you the work. He send you the work thing. Wherever he working, he send you. That's when that should be much easier for you, the cover. If you transpose this to 811, that's when you do that from the original he send you. So you have the original already.
Alex,
so now let's talk about
the French book cover, you wanted to add the manuscript, the ISBN and the barcode, due to which we have to reformat it. Do you remember that?
You have to add the barcode. Of course you have to add the barcode.
Yeah,
barcode.
That's what I'm saying. So we have recreated the whole book
cover.
Yeah, but
the
barcode version
has nothing to do, the barcode has nothing to do with the size of the 8x11. You send me the file there, I don't see anything.
No, I'm saying we have to recreate the book cover. Because the one you sent me, that was 6x9, as you were saying, I haven't checked it yet. We have recreated it, we have inserted the barcode and the ISBN number.
You say I send you a book cover? Dave, you say I send you a book cover 8x11? No.
I'm not saying this. I never said this.
Okay, sorry.
So what I'm saying is that we have to recreate the book cover in both of the formats, and we have to reformat the book by according to 6x9.
Yes. Because 8x11, I cannot use 8x11.
I got your point. So as we have to recreate all of the things, so there is going to be an additional cost.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry?
What are you talking about?
I didn't get you again.
No, I say what cost you talking about?
There is going to be an additional cost for the reformatting and for the recreation of the book cover.
How much are you talking about?
I haven't got the amount from the team yet, so I have to discuss with them. And then I will share the quotation with you.
Jesus Christ. David, we have two projects there. I have an English version I sent to you recently. I want to be formal at 6 by 9. You understand that, right?
I'm sorry. Please come
again. I have the first project, which is the French edition. And then I have a second project with the English edition I sent you last. You only have to be formatted 6 by 9. Mm-hmm. So I can send it today with a PDF form.
We never discussed over the size. Let's do this. Whatever decoration I got from the team, we are going to split it in half. You have to bear the half. I will bear the half of it.
So can you call them right away and see if we can move? I have people. Listen, I need this book.
I do get your point. That's why I tried to complete the book as soon as possible.
All right, call your team and let me know, please, today, because this is
I will just go right away and have a word with them, and I will let you know in 15 to 20 minutes. So whatever the creation I got from them, half is going to be on you, half is going to be on me. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Take care of yourself. No worries. Bye-bye.
All right, my friend. Take care.